Today's February 27th, year of our good Lord, 2011. We're going to talk about becoming a member of our church and our denomination. We've invested January and February going through our statement of faith, what it is that we believe as United Brethren. And now we're going to finish with making that a little more personal for our church. So what's involved in a relationship? You're going to develop a relationship with somebody or something. I mean, because we have relationships with things as well as people. Does taking some time to get to know that person or that thing, is that important in a relationship? Time? How about developing and practicing communication? Is that an important component of a relationship? How about acceptance? You're having a relationship with somebody, is it nice to believe that you're loved and accepted? Trust and commitment. Make a commitment to a relationship. You trust them, you accept them. So if you had to pick one of those that you thought was the most important, which do you suppose you would pick? Is it just time? Is it talking? Is it acceptance, trust, commitment? I mean, all of the above. Commitment's really important, isn't it? We're in this together. I think probably developing and practicing communication is one of the ones that is most necessary in my life to develop and practice and improve. And probably even within our church. You know, if you think about how often you email, text, call, talk to, stop by, invite over people in our church, it's probably one of the things that we could improve a lot is our communication. Because a lot of times what happens is we show up for church, visit for a few minutes, and then that's it. And a significant number of people in church don't spend the time even here for the fellowship times. It's just come and go. And that's common in our culture, that we went to church. But I think to really develop relationships, we need time and communication and these other things involved. So in becoming a member of a church, step of acceptance, trust, and commitment is necessary. A person publicly expresses their identification with the church. That's what it's all about. So we have several levels of membership. First of them is for children, second is for youth, and the third one is for the adults. And so there's different levels of membership, and Deb takes time to order those records for us as a church. And so membership for a children that are under the age of 9 would fall into this, and it's really pretty simple. Children members are asked if they believe in the Bible as God's book and if they're willing to be taught the Bible and what it means to be a Christian. And if a child says yes, we accept them as a member. So that's basically it for a child. Now, youth membership is a little bit more involved, and that's for people that are 9 to 15. And so becoming a youth member, they're asked these questions. And the first one is, do you believe the Bible is God's word and it reveals the way of salvation, which is critical to what we do? And the second one is, have you asked God to forgive your sins, and do you believe he accepts you as a child, as his child, excuse me? And an experience of salvation or being born again is really encouraged and it's almost required for youth membership to be a member. We'd like people to make that commitment so they're a part of the family with us. The third one is, are you willing to give your time and talent and means of support to this church? And a lot of times people say, well, what can kids do? But there's a lot of things that kids can do in this age group, especially with our camp facilities that we have. D, have you experienced believer's baptism? Have you been baptized after you were born again or saved? And if you aren't, would you willingly be baptized? And to become a member, youth just say yes to these questions. And that's pretty much it. Now, adult membership has a few more questions involved. It's for people that are 16 years or older. And to become a member, you just respond to these questions. And the first one is, do you believe the Bible is the Word of God and it reveals the way of salvation? So this is directed to two different groups of adults in the congregation, those that are prospective members and those that are members. If you are a member and you profess this to be true, then if you believe this, then explain how you're interacting with the Bible. How are you interacting with the Bible? If you say you're a member of this church and you say that you believe in the Bible, then practically speaking, what are you doing with it? The reality is, if you say you're a member and you're involved in this church, but you're not interacting with the Scriptures in some way, then functionally, effectively, you're not really a participating member. All of us should be interacting with that in some way, shape, or form. Be on your questions. Have you asked God to forgive your sins and now believe that He accepts you as a child? So if you're a prospective member, we would ask you to share your experience of how that happened. How did you experience this saving grace of God, this experience of being born again? Now, for those of you who are members, how are you sharing that experience? Who are you sharing that experience with? I mean, you're born again, you're saved. How and when and where do you share that with people? Are you? I mean, is witnessing for what God has done in your life something that's a part of your regular pattern of living over, say, 6 months, 3 months, a year? How often do you take the initiative to share with people your experience of being born again? If that's what we say is important as being a member of this church, if we say that's important, then it should be something that's a part of our lives as members, shouldn't it? Or shouldn't it? This is yes. This is no. But practically speaking, to be a member of the church, what we're saying is, I'm involved in the Bible. I read the Bible. I'm trying to understand the Bible. I study the Bible. I'm interacting with the Bible online or in cassettes or CDs or DVDs. I'm in some way, shape, or form absorbing the Word of God. And I'm sharing my testimony, my experience of being born again in some way, shape, and form with people. That's what's supposed to happen as members of the United Brethren in Christ Church. Now, I've only been around here now for 6 or 7 years, but what I've observed historically is somewhere along the line in the history of the United Brethren Church, we stopped doing that. And many of the older members say it's when the evangelical United Brethren split from us and went and become a United Methodist, that's when we stopped doing that because the evangelicals left. And the radicals that were left, we don't do that. I mean, those are the rules, but we don't actually play by the rules. It's kind of the way it comes across when I talk to people. But if we say this is what we believe, then should we do it? Here's C. Are you willing to become a disciple of Jesus Christ and what that includes? So if you're interested in becoming a member of our denomination and of our church, we're asking you, are you intending to be a disciple or just a church member? Are you content to just be a Christian, or are you willing to become a disciple? So, are you seeking to lead a life of holiness and devotion to God and His cause? So, for those of us who are members, is that what's going on in your life? You're seeking this. I mean, it's like you're looking for your lost car keys. You're asking your wife to dial your cell phone so you can find it. Right? You're actually looking, seeking a life of holiness and devotion to God and to His causes. Is that your personal experience as being a member? How about this? Are you repenting of the ways of the world and ungodliness? Are you involved in that? That you're confessing your sin. As it comes clear to you, you're talking to God and others about what's going on in your life. And you're looking at things in life and saying, that's ungodly. We had recommended to us a good, clean movie was The Social Network. Friday night's popcorn and movie night at our house. So we watched The Social Network. The Christians who said to us it's a good, clean movie obviously are not living a life this way. The whole premise of the movie is bent on vengeance, greed, getting even, immorality, and drunkenness. That's the whole plot of the story. And none of that is biblical. And so, after it was all over, Debs and Jules and I, when we were cleaning out the popcorn bowl, all that was left was the old maids in the bottom. We ate it all. And I was throwing another log in the fire. We were saying, how can people watch that and not say, that's ungodly? That's evil? That's bad? I mean, when you're ruining people's lives and trying to steal stuff that isn't yours, having sex in bathroom stalls, that's wrong. That's wrong. Right? Doing drugs off of a young girl's belly is not right. There's nothing good about that. We're saying, well, so much for them. Now, tonight in the Oscars, it's liable to win Oscars. Because the world is ungodly. But what about you? When you're involved in things, do you sense that? Julie and I had probably not been in the large group of lost people until last night. There's a tremendous number of people in our community who not only are redneck, but they're lost. And, I'm sitting there, suppose the boys in the band would shut down for a minute and let me get up there and share the good news. Okay, everybody, take off your hats, put down your Miller Lights, and let's talk about Jesus for a minute, Do you notice that, or is it just me? Am I crazy? There's a whole community of people in our community that aren't having people share the good news with them. It's you and me. And our lives of repenting and living godly before Him, that's important as church members. So, here's D. Are you willing to follow the church discipline, and are you willing to be under the authority of the local church? So, if you're going to be a member, we're going to say, well, the church has some rules. It has a discipline. I mean, the United Brethren has a discipline. And are willing to follow that. So, for you and I. Do you believe you're teachable and submissive to authority in your life? Do you have an honor and respect for the authorities of the church? E, are you willing to give your time, talent, means of support of this church? So, are you willing to be integrated and involved in what's going on? If you're going to become a part of the church, then we'd like you to be a participating member, not just a pew sitter. There's a difference between a participating member and someone who just sits in the pews, right? Right. And that's what's involved with membership, is you're involved. You don't just come warm that one spot in the pew on Sunday, but through the week, through the month, through the year, you're involved in the church in some way, shape, or form, expressing your talents. So, how could you be a servant of this body? How can you do that? As a prospective member, as a member. If you're not involved in that, which we say if you're a member, you said you would, then it's time to do what you said you'd do. And we're back to the communication part of a relationship. You talk to us. How can I? What do you need? When do you need? You know? F, have you experienced believer's baptism? After you were born again, after you were saved, after you made your confession of faith, have you been baptized? If not, are you willing? One of the fun things that I'm going to do in the next few weeks is figure out how to fish plumbing pipes through that wall behind the organ and a drain so we can have a baptism up here. Now, I want to do that. I don't want to just put the faucets and the drain up there just to say, oh, isn't that cool? We got faucets and drains in our sanctuary now. Never had them before. Shoot, fire doggies, I want to fill that thing up with water. Drain the hot water heater every week. You know, baptize people. Are you? Now, to become a member, you just say yes to those questions. That's all there is to it. And you walk with us, like all of us are in process, in becoming what it is God wants us to be. So, here's the time where you get to ask questions. Questions on any of that? That's a little bit different than what it reads in the discipline. We took out things like watch care and terminology that just people would say, what is that? You know, but we changed that a year ago to make it more user-friendly and culturally relevant, but still has the same content and heart. Maybe some of you are a little beat up by the way I presented it to the members that are here, but sometimes it just comes across that way. So, anybody wants to experience that becoming a member thing, we can go back through those questions and you can answer them and share your testimony. And last year when I did that, there was a whole bunch of people came up here. Next year, I don't think I'm going to do this as a part of the first of the year thing. I think it was good for me, and I think it was good for us to do it 2 years in a row, but I don't think I'm going to start the year that way next year. Typically, what happens, the person wants to be a member of the church, they come in the front Sunday morning, and they publicly respond to those questions that I'd ask them. Now, our church could introduce a membership class where we recognize and publish the members of and their names, and that's the pattern that I'm going to develop. And the membership class could include our confession of faith, what we believe, the values of our church, the mission and vision, or if you don't have dyslexia, vision and mission. My mind flips those things over and messes me up. The church membership questions. So what I do is, on a regular basis, I should just write on the calendar that I'm going to do a membership class, you know, biannually or quarterly or whatever. Probably just start out talking about it the first of the year and in the middle of the year. But have an event where people who are, you know, interested in the church could sit down and talk with me and Jules about that, and then answer those questions, and then they could just come on a Sunday morning and we'd say, hey, this is them. This is, they're part of us. And it wouldn't be as awkward as standing up in front of church and trying to answer all those things, yes or no, and share your testimony and stuff. You just have to trust that Jules and I listened to it and we got it right. Probably more people would put trust that Jules got it right. But anyway, so that was it. That was what I wanted to talk about in membership. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you always open up your heart to us when we come to you in prayer. Humbly, we bow before you as your children and those that are seeking you. And we ask that you would impact and affect our life. As individuals, as a church, we want our lives to be changed. And we want our lives to be obedient to your word and what our denomination believes. But we confess that oftentimes we are lazy and uninterested in your ways and the ways of our church. Humbly, we bow before you and ask for your forgiveness for our laziness, our rebellion, what I've read several times, our hard-heartedness. We just want to go on living the way we live and not change. It's like Dave Ramsey said the other day, we won't change our stubborn ways even when we know it doesn't work. So, Father, I'm asking you to touch our hearts and lives and develop within us as members the willingness and the wanting to spend time together. That we would want to be with each other. We'd want to be here. We'd want to fellowship with each other. We'd want to be integrated in each other's lives. We'd spend time with each other. We'd practice communication. We'd talk to each other and listen to each other. And we would accept each other for where we are and what's going on in our life, and not judge, but lovingly accept and forgive each other. That we would trust you and trust each other in our relationship to each other. And we would make a personal life commitment to you. You saved us. Now, we will serve you. You saved us. We'll serve you. We'll practically put shoe leather and verbiage to what you've done. We'll seek you through your word and prayer. We'll share our testimonies with people. We'll be involved in the church. When there's activities, we'll want to come. We'll want to support our members. When they're having benefits for cancer, we'll want to come and be a part of those things. And we'll want to be here when the doors are open to work on stuff. And when there's things needed up at camp, that we'll want to do that. We'll want to be involved in what you're doing. So we thank you for the commitment that you've made to us. And we pray that you would change us in ways that we would be more committed, more surrendered, more desirous of becoming your disciples. And that you humbly would use our feeble efforts with our Bible study tomorrow night and the other things that we do to accomplish these goals in our lives. And we would put you and your value above our own comfort. And we would seek you and we would put the time into that relationship to make a difference. So we thank you for everyone that's here. We ask you to reach out and bless those this day that couldn't be here because of illness or other issues. And love on them as they're separated from us. And your spirit would work in their lives. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.